The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Mind the gap.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
More flights and cruise ships will visit Cuba this year than ever before, but there's still an opportunity to discover its unique culture and atmosphere. Christine Williams and Julian Hatfield have visited on a number of occasions, and they've just written the Authentic Cuba Travel Guide. I asked Julian what was so special about Cuba for him.
I mean, it was probably partly a little bit of sort of old school nostalgia, the classic cars, the old crumbling architecture, and that throwback to the 60s and 50s, and really has how it's been captured in a time warp. It was really refreshing as well to see a country that sort of wasn't dominated by being on the internet, where kids were just kids again, where they spent their afternoons playing soccer in the streets and men played checkers and dominoes on the corner and socialized instead of, you know, sitting inside on computers.
Cuba is quite a long country, and Jules says there's a bit of a difference between the West and East ends. Havana's in the West, and if you're going there, Jules recommends a trip to Viñales, about an hour away. It's the centre of tobacco growing and connected with the famous Cuban cigars.
You can go out and see the campesinos, which is the farmers' tobacco fields, and depending on what time of year you go, you might get either the growing or the drying or the rolling tobacco leaves. And it's beautiful. It's really lush countryside.
There's a UNESCO-protected destination, which also proves popular.
And then Trinidad, which is probably the most iconic colonial town, which is about 4 or 5 hours from Havana. You know, cobblestone streets and pastel painted coloured houses and sort of old rickety Thunderbirds and Chevys rolling down the street. That's a nice place to visit as well.
Jules travelled around Cuba partly by train and describes the railway system as crazy.
So we took a train from Havana down to Camagüey. It's sort of getting towards the east. It's hot. If you're doing an overnight trip, you won't really get much sleep. It's definitely an experience. I wouldn't necessarily say it's any more beneficial in terms of, you know, cost-wise or anything like that. So it costs us $19 or 19 kuk to take that trip down, whereas it costs the locals 19 Cuban pesos, which is a little bit under $1. So it's a cheap method of transport for locals. There's two currencies in Cuba, the Cuban peso, and then there's also the CUC, which is the Cuban convertible, almost like the foreign dollar. That's almost in the sense of how it was introduced. It's one-to-one with the US dollar. It's what most tourists use, and locals use that as well. There is a bit of a split economy, and Cuba is very contrasted between, I guess, the haves and the have-nots.
Locals generally can't go to the tourist places because they're so expensive.
The Cuban doctor earns the equivalent of $40 US a month. A meal in a medium-scale restaurant could be $5 or $6. You don't see a lot of locals in the tourist scene unless they're working in it.
Jules booked his first night's accommodation in Havana, and when he wanted to move on, his host was incredibly helpful with arrangements.
The Casa Particular is the homestay type arrangement that Cuba has. We didn't have any of our accommodation organized for the rest of our trip. And the lady, beautiful lady, so friendly, she sat us down one day and she's like, okay, where are you going? And she literally pulled out the Rolodex and just started flipping through like her contacts and organizing friends that she knew in different cities that we were going to. And yeah, it's a pretty unique system.
Jules says Cuba feels safe, and he puts that down to the communist government policies.
So the first thing that they did was abolish all guns and any opportunity for a second revolution. It's also quite a bit of a police state as well.
Cuba is slowly changing. Jules says when he first visited in 2008, the internet was really slow and could only be accessed to certain internet cafes for $6 an hour. That's now changed.
Designated Wi-Fi spots around Havana and certain spots like that you can get online after you buy an internet card, which made it quite an easy process.
If you go to don'tforgettomove.com, Jules' website, there's information about booking cheap flights to Cuba and where to go. You can also get the Authentic Cuba Travel Guide on Amazon.